Imagine those two playing together, though.
No. It's over before it started playing together.
That is dangerous.
Yes.
Lauren James, just off Bunny Show.
Subscribe to the Koi Gig Pod on the Off the Ball app now.
Off the Ball
Breakfast with Optimum Nutrition. There's more of you in you. Unlock it with the world's number one sports nutrition brand.
All right, you're very welcome. We are reporting today that it's our understanding that the longest running saga in professional golf history is somewhat drawing to a close. Nathan, how are you?
Hey, Ger.
So, FSG, which is familiar to all football fans as the owners of Liverpool Football Club, are also part of a wider group called SSG. You've got to stay with us here for the three-letter acronyms. The Strategic Sports Group were one of the five preferred bidders that the PGA Tour announced before Christmas. They were investigating doing a deal with. That deal is imminent, but our understanding is that that deal is going to be for 20% of the PGA Tour and their associated commercial revenues, which the Strategic Sports Group will then subsequently sell a further 10% off to the Saudi investment arm PIF, which the Public Investment Fund, which obviously is the investment vehicle that they've used to buy Newcastle and build Live Tour and buy a lot of art all around the world. So a deal is imminent. The first deal will be for the Strategic Sports Group, which is Fenway and Arthur Blank, who people might be familiar with, the owner of the Atlanta Falcons. And then subsequently, they will sell a further, they will sell half of their shareholding to PIF, which nicely circumnavigates the whole PGA Tour doing a deal directly with the Saudi Investment Fund, which may placate some of the issues that American administrators had with doing a deal with Saudi Arabia, even though, of course, as we know, Saudi Arabia, a well-known ally of the Americans when it comes to foreign policy. So, Nathan, it looks like a deal is done.
Yeah, I think the path to peace for professional golf starts here. On a week when actually we're seeing the fracturing taking place more than ever with PGA Tour Pebble Beach, with McIlroy and Scheffler, and LIV Golf in Mexico, with Ram and Hatton and Mickelson and Koepka, that was the future of professional golf, a split, a fracturing, a very, very bitter fracturing. But obviously the PGA Tour and the PIF have come to an agreement, and the PIF on June 6th, when that statement shocked everybody because we thought that this was a split and a long-term split and golf was going two ways and choose your sides. But for whatever reasons behind the scenes, the two decided to come together. Obviously, the PGA Tour have gone off and looked for other investment as well. They have got that substantial investment, which means that the players who stayed and remained loyal to the PGA Tour can keep getting those gigantic prize funds, but also offers a path potentially for those players who lived, who took the money, to find a way back onto the PGA Tour, and for the best players in the world to come together on a more regular basis than we're going to see, which right now today, it's four times a year.
And on that note, Rory McIlroy's public utterances have softened remarkably.
They have, completely. So Rory's obviously in the know, you would expect, as to a lot of what's been going on, and certainly with regards to the conversations that have been happening around the strategic investments with FSG. Maybe not so much around the PIF, but the writing has been on the wall for quite a while. As to how this was going to go, that there was going to be some sort of Saudi investment. We saw that in recent months where he said, well, listen, if they're going to be investing, wouldn't be the best thing that they're going to do to be invest on the PGA Tour. He obviously has said that he hates LIV, has recently said that, well, maybe LIV has its place. Not really for me, the whole thing, but maybe a Formula One style team concept as part of a world tour might have a place in the modern golfing calendar. And then even in the past 24 hours where he's playing at Pebble Beach, which in itself is an absolute rarity, he's there because it's one of these new elevated events, so he has to turn up. He said he could see a pathway back for the players who have left to the PGA Tour, that it's not about punishment and that it's time maybe for us all to start moving on. So McIlroy is the most influential playing figure right now who's out on course. Tiger Woods is part of the policy board and obviously a hugely influential figure as well. So this is a remarkable turnaround from where we were, say, June 5th. June 6th last year was the turning point for professional golf and changed absolutely everything, because pre-June 6th, remember, you had Jay Monahan saying you never had to apologize for playing on the PGA Tour. He was the one invoking 9/11 and Saudi involvement in 9/11. And is that where people should go to play their professional golf? And then all of a sudden, Jay Monahan and the PGA Tour decided, you know what, we're going to go into negotiations. And I think that flipped the minds of so many golfers who thought there's a right side and a wrong side. Well, actually, there was a giant grey area the PGA Tour decided in the middle. And really everything that's happened since has come from that day.
Just to recap, what had happened was that there was going to be a court case. And once the discovery element of the court case started to filter in and the lawyers' letters landed in PIF and in the PGA Tour, that, I think, softened everybody's cough and they all decided we should do a deal. And notwithstanding the fact that they decided that they wanted to do a deal and the court cases all fell away, at that point, politicians started to intervene and demand that, you know, this shouldn't be happening, echoing some of the stuff that Jay Monahan had said. After that, the PGA Tour realised that they needed a third party here to act as an intermediary or a bit of a beard to the whole relationship. And that's where the Strategic Sports Group, who FSG are probably the most prominent in this part of the world members, there's a bunch of other capital houses as well getting involved in that. And now you have a tripartite arrangement, and there'll be the funneling of 10% roughly to the Public Investment Fund of Saudi Arabia. And the PGA Tour are secure now that they won't be having to suffer the pot shots from the Saudis, because they're going to be inside the tent pissing out. Fenway Sports Group have made money in all of their sports investments and they've done a very good job with it. And so I think you're going to see a global tour inside the next 18 months to 2 years.
I think the global tour remains to be seen. I think this was a fight the PGA Tour could not win. There was no financially sustainable model there for the PGA Tour to go head to head with LIV Golf. They could not sustain $25 million prize funds on a regular basis on a purely sponsorship model. As to what happens next, I think it's going to be fascinating to see. Rory has spoken a lot about a potential world tour. Now, there's obviously a strong American investment arm to what's going into this, and I'm sure they'll want to keep an awful lot of their tournaments there as well. But if the PIF involvement is there, maybe they're the ones who can put some pressure on to say, you know what, we want to go to Australia, to Japan, to Singapore. We want to go back to Europe. I would still have my doubts as to whether a Irish Open for a $25 million prize fund is ever going to become a thing, whether the Americans will travel on that regular basis to go and play in these tournaments. But also, what will become of LIV? It does seem as though LIV will survive, and that what is likely to happen is that the players who went, and if you're Tyrrell Hatton and you've gone into 24 hours and you've got $50 million to leave, my understanding of what may potentially happen is that the LIV players will be allowed access to certain PGA Tour events. So these signature events that are happening at the moment where you have the top 50 players on the PGA Tour playing, that there may be a way back in for them if they're eligible and if they qualify. They wouldn't be allowed to play in the FedEx Cup Series at the end of the year. They may not be allowed to play in the Players Championship, but they would be allowed some access. There'd be a period of the year for LIV Golf, for team golf. How many of the PGA Tour players then transfer to that as well? I think that remains to be seen. And then there'll be certain swings for the DP World Tour for other parts. So it's edging ever closer to a World Tour, which could only be a good thing for golf. And this may well be the best case scenario for professional golf from where they were. The one question you would raise is, what are the intentions of the Saudi Investment Fund in this? They're not the majority shareholders, stakeholders, but that doesn't mean they're not going to flex the most muscle. And a story that probably went somewhat under the radar this week, Jer, was that the Ladies European Tour and the LPGA Tour in America were due to merge. They were in negotiations about merging and it looked as though it was going to happen. And then all of a sudden, the Ladies European Tour pulled their vote on it because of Saudi questions about it. So Saudi Golf is a huge investor in the Ladies European Tour. And all of a sudden, that is now gone and they're going to have more of a strategic partnership. So whether the PIF are happy to invest all this, whether to get involved as a minority shareholder and just have their LIV and have their few weeks here and there, I think that all remains to be seen. But from the position the PGA Tour are in at the beginning of June last year to where they are now, I think Jay Monahan will see this as a massive, massive win.
All right. That's the breaking news today. We understand it's 20% for $4 billion, with a subsequent 50% of that shareholding being sold on either immediately or in the coming days and weeks to PIF. But a piece has broken out. More from Nathan and Joe, of course, on Golf Weekly tomorrow. But for now, that's your breaking news from Off the Ball.
Off the Ball Breakfast.
With Optimum Nutrition. There's more of you in you. Unlock it with the world's number one sports nutrition brand.